You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for sportingnews.com. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We are free and available to you on all platforms. We are continuing our series looking at the three key fantasy football questions for all 32 teams in the NFL. We're going division by division. NFC first, all the way to AFC. We're in the middle of the NFC North. That means we got the Chicago Bears down. We did look at the entire NFC East, so if you missed any of those shows, those are up. We talked about the Bears on the previous show. Now we're going to focus on the Lions. There's been some buzz about the Lions, about exceeding expectations. They're right now seen as a 6-11 team, but a lot of buzz about the Lions offense, and we're going to find out why here. In 2022, there is some excitement here. There are a lot of talented pieces on every level and every aspect of the Lions offense. So we'll explore that. So what we've been doing with all these teams, typically look at the quarterback and the passing game, and that's our first question. Then we look at the running game and kind of how the usage is and who might be involved there, looking at different situations. And then we close looking at an aspect of the receiving core, either at wideout or tight end. So we've been doing that for all the teams before. We'll be doing that for all the teams that come, and we'll be doing that for the Lions on today's show. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com, and Locked On Fantasy Football listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement. Use the promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. All right, let's dive right in to the Lions and look at their quarterback situation. Here's the question that they have at quarterback. You ready for it? Is Jared Goff capable of being a sneaky fantasy football value as a QB2 that could return some back-end QB1 streaming value? That's a tough question here because the premise is right now that Jared Goff is established as a starting quarterback. They didn't really look in the draft to get any of these guys, Matt Corral or Malik Willis or Sam Howell, even Carson Strong, undrafted. They didn't look at him either. So they're still stuck on Jared Goff, Tim Boyle, and David Blau as their three quarterbacks on the depth chart. And we know Jared Goff has been fantasy football relevant in the past when he's had good offensive pieces around him with good protection, good weapons. It happened in Los Angeles with the Rams. So can Jared Goff give us that bit of a surprise potential? I would say don't totally rule it out here. Why? The receiving core is great. The offensive line is great. Again, they would have invested in a quarterback, but they're going to him as a bridge one more time. Now, am I going to bang the table for Jared Goff? No, but he's a guy right now with his efficiency in the offense and spreading the ball around and his experience. He's not going to give you anything in the running game, and that's going to hurt his value. So he falls immediately at highest in that Kirk Cousins range. Kirk Cousins has been a pretty solid QB1, but I think Cousins and Matthew Stafford, Goff's a replacement in Los Angeles, his predecessor with the Lions. So those guys do a little bit more with the prolific numbers. So really comes down to if you're a passing quarterback, it's not going to give you stuff in the running game. You really have to light it up with the touchdowns and have high volume. Now, the good thing for the Lions is he should have high volume because the defense is still a work in progress. They've got some pieces that should help improve them, led by Jeffrey Okuda being healthy at quarterback. But still, it's not a defense there with even Aiden Hutchinson up front that you expect to suddenly turn things around and be a top defense for Aaron Glenn. They're still going to have some volume, especially in the division where the Packers and Vikings can light it up with their offenses. So Jared Goff definitely has potential. I think the key for him is Kenny creep into the 30 touchdown range where we feel comfortable with that. Is he going to be inconsistent? He cut out down on the interceptions enough to trust him to use. But again, we're not looking at him as a QB1, but we're looking at maybe a guy that we can put in the right matchups and really exploit and have better chance to succeed. And you look at the receiving core, we'll get into them in our final segment, but Jameson Williams, the rookie out of Alabama, their 12th overall pick, he looks like he's not going to be ready for training camp. But you look at the other weapons here, Amon Ross St. Brown just worked it in the slot last year. He really came on strong late as a fantasy football asset. You also have a DJ Chark. He injured his ankle badly there in a game against the Bengals early. It never was quite the same for the Jaguars, and he has some talent. We saw Gardner Minshew. He has some wide receiver one-like qualities here. So you have St. Brown and Clark, and don't forget you have Josh Reynolds and Quintus Cephus, who had some moments. Cephus has flashed in this offense. Reynolds has fit pretty well here. There's some history with Goff, as they both were with the Rams. So decent receiving core, and don't forget about TJ Hockenson. At tight end, Goff and Hockenson have pretty good chemistry. Hockenson, unfortunately, was there injured last year, and that really hurt maybe the upside of this passing game. You also have some pretty good receivers in the backfield, led by DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams. So the weapons are there. This offensive line with Taylor Decker and Penei Sewell at the bookends, Frank Ragnow at center, very good. One of the better offensive lines in this league. We talked about them. The Lions were the surprise team there. So a lot of elements to make the line successful. They also have Ben Johnson as their new offensive coordinator. He's going to turn the page, be more dynamic than Anthony Lynn was. Lynn is a little bit run-heavy because he's a former backup running back of the Broncos. I think now you see things open up in the passing game. So Jared Goff, look, don't write him off as having some fantasy football relevance in 22. That's all I'm going to say. And again, the weapons are there, and there's nobody there. Like, he's going to be the starter. I don't expect a pivot to Tim Boyle or Blau. If Goff is struggling a little bit, they're just going to ride it out and look in the 2023 draft when you have Bryce Young and CJ Stroud available. And then maybe they can finagle a way to get one of those top two quarterbacks there in next year's class. So you also have other guys that you can look at that will step up and be available. So Lions playing a cool quarterback, and that could really play into the favor of Jared Goff in a new look offense with improved weaponry and still a sturdy offensive line. All right, we will get into the Lions core running back question in our next segment here on Locked On Fantasy Football. For today, I do have to remind you more about BlueNile.com. You can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of your dreams to getting and gifting a classic timeless jewelry piece, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. Whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, find jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping only at BlueNile.com. Build the engagement ring of her dreams, or just celebrate one of life's special moments with fine jewelry. No matter what you're looking for, BlueNile.com has you covered. They have jewelry experts around 24/7 to give you advice on the perfect gift for that perfect someone in your life. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com, and Locked On Fantasy Football listeners get $50 off purchase of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement. Use the promo code Locked On. That's the promo code Locked On. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Stop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. All right, it is time to continue the show here in the moment here on Locked On Fantasy Football. And we're going to break it down here with the Detroit Lions and their running game. The ultimate NBA mock draft starts June 16th. What will the Detroit Pistons do? With over 50 insiders, nothing includes and equals the ultimate NBA mock draft, as well as Locked On Network's coverage. The Locked On NBA Big Board draft experts, plus the Odyssey insiders, are going to get you through what should be happening there on the night of June 16th, from the first pick to the last pick in the second round. Search Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and follow now so you don't miss a pick. All right, let us continue the show here, looking at the Detroit Lions and what's going on with them here this offseason going into training camp. The key question at running back is, will DeAndre Swift be trusted as a workhorse? And that's a tough question to answer, because Jamal Williams is still there. He's a swing backup that's been pretty good over the years with the Packers. He's in his second year now. They like him there. You also have Craig Reynolds, who flashed a little bit last year. And you also have Jamar Jefferson, who has a good skill set. So DeAndre Swift is a bit of a smaller back. He's a good change of pace back. He can be powerful and finish drives at times. But I think it's being careful, DeAndre Swift. But I think that's actually a good thing if we're going to trust him as an RB2. Like, we looked at David Montgomery as an RB2, and we broke down the Bears. Are we excited to draft David Montgomery? No. Are we excited genuinely about taking DeAndre Swift? Yes, we are, because we know his upside. We know his role in the passing game. We know he's an explosive player. He follows that Georgia tradition of really great backs. So when you look at what you can get from DeAndre Swift, the Lions are no dummies here. They know he's the centerpiece of what they want to do. He opens things up. He's special. They have a great offensive line here. He's young. He doesn't have a lot of volume. He's very good and dynamic in the open field, whether he gets there as a quick runner to the outside or off a short pass. He can do a lot, and they recognize his talent. I mean, the big breakout has been teased a little bit, but hasn't quite been here. Sometimes the durability issues have crept in there with DeAndre Swift, but the talent alone of this player out of Georgia is pretty special. So if he can stay healthy this year, might be able to put it together if they're more careful with him and don't try to overwork him in spots and keep him fresh-legged here with Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator. I think DeAndre Swift, the sky's the limit here for his not only his volume, but his production based on his talent and upside here in 2022. So now Jamal Williams is still a threat there, but the fact that Reynolds and Jefferson are there, when you have similar style backups and you can't just lean on one guy there, where Reynolds and Jefferson flash, Williams has been pretty good, that tells you that one guy is special and the other three are going to try to be the piecemeal replacement for him should something go down. So that's what I feel like with the Lions backfield is happening. And DeAndre Swift, again, we've loved what he could do in this offense, but now you look at the line, you look at some stability in the offense that is going to push it a little bit forward. He got some dangerous weapons in the pass game that's going to draw some safety attention, especially if Jameson Williams can come back fast there with his speed and stretching the field downfield. Hawkinson, a good blocker, he should come back healthy as well to help that offensive line in line with the extra blocking. So everything lines up pretty well for DeAndre Swift. The one thing that you're worried about is will the Lions trail a little bit, but again, that's where Swift's ability as a receiver can get them back in the game. That is some special stuff here. So however you look at DeAndre Swift, I think they'll be careful, calculated, and then they're cool, calm, confident that he's going to have a big year in this offense. So go for the upside players, go for the talent, and Swift certainly has that over getting similar value that you would look at in David Montgomery as an RB2. All right, we will break down the final aspect of lines, and we have a lot to talk about with the wide receiver core, really just a generic one to what to expect from all those guys. We will explore that in our final segment here on Locked On Fantasy Football. Built Bar is an amazing product here, and they keep getting better. Don't you love a chewy, chocolatey brownie? How about a caramel brownie with caramel swirled on top? So good. What if I told you that you can have all that chewy, chocolatey deliciousness plus 17 grams of protein? Your luck, because caramel brownie bars are available at Built.com right now, and you got it. Act fast because they're a fan favorite and they won't be here for long. Forget about dessert. These are better than dessert and much healthier. Plus, the macros are unreal. 130 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 4 grams of sugar. I would replace a regular brownie or a candy bar with one of Built's caramel brownie bars in a heartbeat. The best part, caramel brownie bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Like for real, with Built, you can't and don't have to sacrifice tasting for healthy. You can have both. And all Built's bars are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits for you. There are a million reasons that you should try Built Bars, but for now, let's just say that caramel brownie will rock your world, and that's not an understatement. With Built, tasty is the new healthy. Go to Built.com and get your box of caramel brownies right now. Again, go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCK15, get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, it is time to close the show with our look at the key questions, the three ones that we're looking at the 2020 Detroit Lions going to training camp from our fantasy football perspective. We are Locked On Fantasy Football. All right, how are things going to shake out with the Lions receiving core? And this, we'll just ask a general question about this. Like, how are the targets maybe potentially going to be distributed? Where the roles are going to be here? It's a new look core here, so let's talk about it right now. Amon-Ra St. Brown is locked in as your slot receiver, and he's probably going to be the go-to guy. Jared Goff likes throwing the middle field. Remember the connection to Cooper Kupp, another Los Angeles connection with St. Brown having gone to USC. Goff likes throwing the middle field. He also likes precise route runners, such as Robert Woods. So with Amon-Ra St. Brown, again, Robert Woods went there. So a lot of connections there to what Jared Goff is comfortable in the past. So St. Brown, he's going to be inside primarily still. That's what he does greatly. But he's going to get some help, and that's going to help his role. So he's clearly the guy I'm targeting. He was a wide receiver two finisher, came on strong last year for the Lions down the stretch as a rookie. He's entrenched, I think, as their number one target, and we're going to start with wide receiver two. Now, DJ Chark could surprise some people. You look at Gardner Minshew, he's a pocket passer that kind of spread it out. Chark had some good production from Minshew. That can happen with Jared Goff here. So a big opportunity for Chark coming back from that ankle injury if he can show and prove himself in this offense that he can stand out. Jameson Williams is on the mend. They knew that when they drafted him because they're rebuilding offense, and they knew they had Chark in the mix. So Chark, watch out for him being valuable as a potential wide receiver three. I think Jameson Williams will have impact eventually, but it's hard where they're not sure he's going to be ready for training camp. Dan Campbell admitted that here with his knee injury that he suffered at the end of his career with the Alabama Crimson Tide. So there might be a bit of a waiting game. He's also a deep threat there. So Chark may be the guy that lines up more of the X, and Jameson Williams is a Z. There is a potential for Williams to round out into a more complete receiver, but right now he has a speed demon profile right now to stretch the field. And we also know Jared Goff is not necessarily the biggest deep ball thrower. That's why they replaced him with the former Lion Stafford in Los Angeles. So that is definitely a concern there when we put it all together, especially Williams misses key practice and chemistry time with Jared Goff in the playing time, the preseason not being fully healthy. So again, pump the brakes a little bit on Jameson Williams. I like the idea and concept of Jameson Williams. As a rookie, I might slow down a little bit and don't sleep on Chark. So I think Chark right now is a better value. I think a lot of people will flock to Jameson Williams because of the name and the first-round pedigree and jump on that. But if he's not ready at training camp and Chark has been a pretty good fantasy football in his own right, I'd lean there right now where you look at it again. Chark has a little bit more potential as an X here with St. Brown as the Y in the slot for Lions. Now, don't sleep on Josh Reynolds again. The chemistry with Goff is there. Quintus Cephas, I really like what he was showing a little bit, the receiver out of Wisconsin. And you get TJ Hockenson in the mix as well. So right now, Hockenson's still in that top three with Williams on the mend here. So Chark could easily fall into that range as well with Brown and Hockenson as a receiver. So Reynolds and Cephas more in complementary roles. I think that more says that there's some value and depth for Jared Goff to throwing different guys here. But they might be needed a little bit more. Cephas would be the best candidate. Reynolds would be a good swing guy to have as a number four receiver. But you look at Quintus Cephas right now, might be leaned on a little bit more if Jameson Williams is a bit slow out of the gate. Hockenson, the injury update with him, we'll see if he can come back strong at his level. But he's been a bit disappointing in fantasy football, and I don't know if it inspires much. If they've been upgraded here with Chark and James Williams, and the targets are a little bit different. So Hockenson might have a little bit better value early as Williams is trying to get on the field. That also is going to hurt a little bit with Reynolds and Cephas there. But right now, St. Brown and Chark is where I'm going to trust more in this receiving core. I mean, St. Brown is not a fluke. I mean, he is a dominant inside receiver here in the Lions offense. Again, Ben Johnson, the change here to the offense is not going to change the talent of St. Brown being a good fit and what they want to do. They're going to incorporate Chark a little bit more and be a little bit more aggressive in the passing game, even if they're not necessarily throwing more deep balls. They're going to make it a big part of what they do here. And again, the Lions defense is going to create some opportunities because, again, this team is going to have high volume here in 2022. So Detroit Lions, a complicated team and upside team here going into the season. There's a lot of talk about them, and we'll end on a little bit of bonus. People are jumping on their over under win totals. They feel very confident that this is at least a 7-10 team working out of the NFC North. That's going to be a tall order, but we talked about the Bears earlier and seeing Swift having a more value and buzz than David Montgomery. Well, the Lions have a lot more buzz than the Bears here with Dan Campbell as the Bears make a transition to their new head coach there and Matt Eberflus. Lions have a lot of that buzz, and that's why there's the over-under win total. There's some value in the gambling realm for them. You look at some of developments here. I think the Lions do have potential to be much better than win total and win a lot more games and cover and do a lot of damage here this season because of what they can do on the offensive side here this season. So again, Lions, again, let's temper expectations a little bit. They're not going to turn around and suddenly contend for a playoff spot in the NFC. It's pretty loaded here. I don't think they'll even get above 500 here. But again, this offense certainly deserves a little bit more attention, and fantasy football, we're going to give it that attention because, again, you need to be investing in the Lions. Again, a lot more intriguing than the previous team we talked about, the Bears, and more investments here. Again, if Goff had some running ability, we'd feel a little bit better about his production. But in summary, Jared Goff, can he be valuable as a QB2? Absolutely, with the weapons around him, and no question mark that he should be the starter for all the season with Boyle and Blau behind him. Swift is going to get every opportunity to be the centerpiece of this offense with a little bit of Jamal Williams and the other guys, Reynolds and Jefferson, worked in. And right now, with St. Brown and Chark being the healthiest receivers, that's where you can trust a little bit more. With your fantasy football interest in the Lions over on the mend, first-round rookie Jameson Williams. All right, there's a look at the Lions, a very intriguing team for sure. We will talk about a much intriguing team on our next show. That's right, we've gone to Chicago, we've gone to Detroit here in the NFC North. That means the only team up next can be the Green Bay Packers. So that'll be the last team we'll talk about this week. We'll continue our look at all 32 teams, thereby rounding out the NFC North next week by examining the Minnesota Vikings. So we're going to keep it coming here. Our off-season scouting mode here on Locked On Fantasy Football. Fewer shows, but still a lot of impact for you here on the network. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. Now make your second listen to Locked On NFL Podcast, where national NFL experts and insiders keep fans dialed in with the biggest stories and the latest news from around the league, because an off-season doesn't equal breaking the action. Follow Locked On NFL every day on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this is Vinny Iyer. Have a great day, and we'll be up next time with our look at the 2022 key questions for the Green Bay Packers.